solid, not operable, correct?
That is how they are being proposed. That can be changed, but it is going to cost us some more money to have those operable windows.
Ms. Amato and Mr. Kreiman, hello, Mr. Solano. You have any concerns moving forward? And let me back up a little bit before I go there. For stage three, Mr. Dorenkamp, would be our air conditioning, heating and air conditioning installation. How do we look right now coming out of this COVID pandemic that we're gonna have funds available to do stage three? Because that'll pretty much determine a lot for those offices, whether we're gonna have that air conditioning throughout the courthouse if we're to make a decision today on what type of windows.
That's correct, Commissioner. And a lot of that depends on whether or not we're successful in getting grants from underfunded courts and also from energy impact funds. And I would like to think positive on both of those fronts. So if that's the case, we'd probably end up having to finance it being the project itself, because I think the last estimates were around $4 million. And I know that there was some financing talked about, but we may also look at perhaps dipping into reserves to pay for it outright. That's going to be a board's decision, but I see us going ahead and pushing forward and getting an HVAC system installed along with most likely new heating elements.
And Mr. Kreiman, do you have any information with the underfunded at this time looking for the future?
I do. Not a whole lot about availability of funds, but the program is set to sunset in 3 more years. So we do want to get everything we can out of it. They're friendly to Los Angeles County. They know we're one of the priority counties that meets all 4 criteria for the grants. The problem is there's a lot of courthouse projects that are sort of coming up and around that are going to be taking a lot of funds from that. I know just of one district alone that's requesting $1 million from it. The fund isn't that flush. I don't know that it's had more than $3 million like it's supposed to a year, more than 1 year. So I don't know how much you're looking for to get from underfunded. I don't know if Phil has an idea of what he thinks he wants to ask for phase 3 or maybe 4 of this project.
He'd be close to $500,000 again if we can do that.
I think that's reasonable. I think that we could ask for that. They may have to cut us just out of necessity, but if we can phase it over 2 years, we may be able to get 250 and 250 and pay for it. I just don't know what the availability of funds are. I have a meeting next week in Denver, our first one in person since March of last year, and I could talk to the director, the finance director, and see what he thinks next week in person and get a better idea of where we stand on that.
You mentioned that the fund is going to sunset in 3 years, you believe?
September 1, 2024.
Is there any talk about extending the fund? Or?
Yeah, there is a lot of talk from the Board of County Commissioners. CCI really wants to, and I don't know your internal discussions, commissioners probably do, but the commissioners statewide would like to expand the program, put more money into it, and open it up to metro jurisdictions as well as rural. Right now, we can only just do it in high need counties. So I know there's a lot of interest from the Board of Commissioners, and that organization has a lot of weight up at the legislature. So I think it may not sunset, but as of right now, we just don't know.
Okay,
so that kind of brings us to the next part then, of operational windows or not operational windows for the next probably 2 years. We're probably looking at, if we go into that length of time, how important or how, and I believe Craig, you're on with the window. Okay, maybe you can give some information on how these windows coming in now will keep the rooms from being superheated, as the glass we have now allows a lot of that heat to come in and transfer. so we can make a better decision.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, obviously this will be an estimate, but what you guys have up there now, you know, you hear a lot about U-value, which is a fenestration term for, you know, R-value, insulation. You guys, you know, your current windows, I would rate them at a zero because they don't have any, you know, some of them I believe have some tin on them. We got a lot of drafting problems. You know, they serve their purpose. I think they're just a little past their shelf life. So our new windows, you know, it's going to be a high performing aluminum window with that's thermally broken. So what that means is it's actually two different pieces of aluminum separated by a thermal break. So whenever the exterior gets cold, the thermal break stops it from the interior getting cold. So that's the first item on how we're, you know, as far as just give you a quick little background on the performance of the product. Second item, all of the glass is coated with a low E coating. So low E, I don't know the exact date on the on when it's been on the market. I know it's been really popular since the mid 90s because essentially what it does is it blocks the UV rays a lot like a tint would. But the downfall that tint had had in the past and kind of what led to the creation of low E, you know, tint on an insulated piece of glass heats up that piece of glass and leads to a much higher chance of failure. So whenever the low E coating was born, it allows them, you know, to really kind of take the best of both worlds, not put the pressure on the glass, block the UV rays, but still allow natural lighting into the building.
Exactly. Well, give us the description of the window. Let's talk in layman terms. If it's 95 degrees outside, how much of that heat's going to affect the inside of that facility, that building, that room?
I mean, I don't know off the cuff, but I can get that information for you.
Okay. I think that will help our elected officials and Mr. Solano, Mr. Kreiman, come to a better conclusion if they're going to need. Go ahead, Mr. Kreiman.
Commissioner, are you suggesting that we may put in windows and not have them operable for air conditioning units?
That's kind of what the plan was with all. If you look at the guide, the windows that are Q on the second floor, those are all non-functional windows, correct?
Yes, and what has caused that is because of the size. You know, with all that great technology that I just talked about, it creates a much heavier window than what you guys have in there now. So in a heavy window that's too heavy is going to fail too soon. So,
and the third floor would be the same, right?
Sash size, you know, second floor, we just have gigantic sashes. We still got big openings on the third floor, but we shouldn't have any issues as far as, you know, having to fix windows there because they're too big to make operable.
Ms. Amato?
So my understanding when I looked at the plans, are all the windows on the second floor going to be inoperable?
All the really big ones. How about that?
I think all of them. That's what I was seeing. If it was just in my office, most of my office is on the west side of the courthouse. Mm-hmm. We take in the most sun and heat in the afternoon. And since COVID hit and we had to put a protective barrier in our front office, it blocks the heat from going out into the hallway or getting any air circulation. So I'm very concerned because we do get extremely, extremely hot starting now in June all the way till the end of September on the west side of this building. I mean, there's days my office last year we were at 98 degrees at 3 and 2 in the afternoon. And all we have are those small window air conditioning units. So I'm a little concerned that no other elected officials from the second floor are on at this point, but I just was wondering if it affected the entire second floor or if it was just this west side of the building.
Yeah, but just to clarify, because the windows were proposed as non-operable, we were still planning on reinstalling your air conditioning units.
Jody, if you're needing more air conditioning units, then that's an option, and you can mark those up on the shop drawings. And then secondly, there was also an option, and Craig, correct me if I'm wrong here, perhaps in addition to the glass being having the E rating on it, for lack of a better way of describing it, tinting those windows on the west side, that would also help with cooling of the of those rooms when the sun's beating down on those windows.
Then maybe I'm misunderstanding. Will the windows be able to have an air conditioning unit placed inside them or not?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so they...
And also, just so we're all clear, there are no decisions or windows that are on order yet. Yeah, and that's why, you know, I had a conversation with Phil last week. We wanted to have this work session with you all because, frankly, from a window contractor side, the nightmare scenario is I show up with a window that everybody hates. So
Mr. Solano, good. You're muted, sir.
All right. Craig and I are still working with Kristen and others about the designs on the first floor. I mean, our third floor should be treated consistently with everyone else. The reason for difference on the first floor is to the extent that there is a security issue, someone essentially attacking the courthouse, but also attacking the courthouse through our floor on the first floor, we need to have safety, security, and operability. And I say that in the following way, and Craig, I think you, this is part of what we discussed. If someone is going to take an assault on the courthouse on the first floor, either in the back, which is the east side, or the south side, or the west side, because we have only one entrance and exit right now, we have to have operable windows for evacuation, in addition to having windows that will sustain. Craig, did we talk about up to 20 minutes or so that if someone is trying to shoot through, break through, or whatever, staff will have time on the first floor to evacuate? And since we're law enforcement, to the extent that people are dissatisfied with law enforcement and attack buildings, it's usually the law enforcement types, including DA's office, prosecutors, and others, that they will first assault. Craig, am I accurately describing what our conversation has been, and we're still trying to find out what is the best construct of windows that accomplishes both safety, evacuation, and operability, but protection from assault weapons and the like?
Yes, yeah, as from everything that you just said, I would agree with. I mean, I think you said it, it's a work in progress as to those specific openings. One thing that I talked about with Phil, in our call last week is, EFCO, they're not gonna be able to fit all of these windows on one truck. You know, everything's gonna be spread out roughly over 6 weeks. Specific to your windows, I've got those, marked as, TBD, as in layman's terms, because again, same philosophy on the second floor. I don't want to show up with a window that you guys hate.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. Craig, I was reading some reviews on some of the windows, commercial windows at large. And as the openings are provided for some of the windows, whether it's gonna be sliding upward, sideways. On one of the reviews that I read, that a window on a 5-year term can reduce its life. And then they had various percentages. And if a window is operable, I want us to also consider that, but I also want to consider that one before we're planning for an HVAC, and that might be a couple of years. So we don't want to bake everyone on the second floor, of which I'm one of the recipients of a little bit of heating there. But on the other hand, we also don't want to get the impact of reducing the life. One of the reports actually said here, depending on the size of the window, the life of the window on the operational mechanical standard can be reduced by up to, and then they have several percentages depending on the usage of the window on the daily basis. And some of these windows, some of these vendors here, or the review says, on a window that can weigh up to 250 pounds, if the continuity of operation goes in there, the reduction of life within 5 years could be as high as 50%.
So frankly, our vendors that we work with, not to get too window nerd, what we're putting in here is an AW rated window. That's the highest rating of a commercial window that can be bought in the market today. And our vendors to prevent that scenario that you just talked about, an early life failure, they just flat out will tell me, Craig, I am not selling you that window. And essentially that's kind of what brought, so second floor, yeah, those are the large ones. And that's why I can't get an operable window, because they won't make me one that large because of the likelihood it's going to fail in a very short time frame. Did that answer your question? I got, you know.
Yes, you did. And Bob, pardon my, just one follow up on that, Craig. On this particular scenario, should we would, you know, decide that a few windows need to have the operability, even if the vendor says, you know, that I don't recommend that, what is the warranty for a window of that perspective? Because, you know, as I read this document, you know, some of the windows are earmarked to last 30, 20, 25, 30 years, depending on the quality of the product. But if we're going to be looking at minimizing it by adding something that is not feasible, I think we, as a governmental entity, A, we have to be very cognizant of the dollars, and B, also, as Mr. Kreiman mentions, the funding opportunities seem to be minimizing for this project. So we want to make the most of it and obviously protect the investment that's going to last us, you know, get the most life that we can possibly get. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll speak to first, because you were asking about warranty, I believe. So the standard operation, so essentially there's three different warranties that are going to come with the windows. There's the window operation, there's the glass, and then there's also the finish. But your question would more be in relation to the operation, in my opinion. The operation standard warranty is 2 years. So within the first 2 years, anything goes wrong, EFCO will come out, they'll fix it, they'll get you guys a brand new, a window that's functioning. If something came down to where it would have to be completely replaced because it was just, we've never seen that. It's never happened to us on any projects. And actually we get very, very few window warranty calls to start with, and that's kind of why we like to live in this market, because we feel like it's the right window for the right product. But windows are just like cars. Just because after the warranty expires doesn't mean that the car is now trashed, you know. And same thing, you can also buy a longer warranty if you so choose. I don't have the cost options in front of me. I can just speak from experience that, you know, most cases, you know, that 2 years is more than suffice, because, you know, a lot of times on a hung window, because of how they get attached, it's a clip that attaches to the bottom of the sash. 99% of our warranty calls when it comes to the relation of that is because the windows had to get shipped on their side, and maybe that little clip maybe got right to the edge of the sash, and it took, you know, a season of the window expanding and contracting and doing its typical movements, and that thing would happen to come loose. But it's frankly in the window world, that's like fixing a tire for us. You know, you come right out, you get it fixed, and everybody's good to go.
Mr. Kreiman, did you have another question?
Well, I just wanted to point out, it sort of sounds like the commissioners are considering just, I guess, essentially like suck it up for a year or two. If we can't, are the windows good enough that we don't need air conditioning? My perspective would be, we couldn't last a year or two without air conditioning. Heat doesn't just come from the sun through the windows. You put a lot of bodies in a big courtroom or something like that, it will raise that temperature up too. And I don't necessarily quite understand the inoperable windows with an air conditioner unit in it. I don't have it on the third floor, but if I were Jody, I would ask, what happens when we get an air conditioning system to that window that is fixed for a window unit? Is there a new window coming in? But it sounds like we're planning for best case scenario a year or two for AC. I've been a government employee for 35 years, and I rarely see best case scenarios happen. I mean, look, pandemics happen. There's an inevitable market pop that's going to happen that could affect funding. I say we have to move forward with the possibility that could be 5 years out before we get the HVAC system done, or even longer in the event something like that happens. I do have some changes to where the AC units are indicated on your shop drawings. I don't know when the time is for me to talk to Craig, if that's offline or if that's here.
I think the best thing to do is bring those changes, the shop drawings, with the changes on the shop drawings, down to my office. I've already got those from Extension office. I'll scan them and forward them to Craig.
And Craig, on those windows with the air conditioning units, those can units can be removed and the window be the glass replaced, right?
Are we talking second floor?
Second floor.
Yes, yes. So what it is it's a it's an insulated panel that goes in, and the insulated panel has a hole in it that the air conditioner goes through, and it's insulated around it. The insulated panel is 1 inch thick. The glass is 1 inch thick. It glazes in, it's just like a piece of glass. So whenever you don't want the panel, it you can have the that panel deglazed and a piece of glass in there. And now you don't see this. Yeah, because obviously you can't look through the panel.
Right. Okay. Mr. Solano. You're muted, Henry.
Sorry, can you hear me now? All right. I want to echo one observation that Bob made, and if it's my recollection that principally in late July through early September, if you're in the main courtroom, and I've had no experience in terms of being in the county courtroom, it is oppressively hot. The second piece is, and I appreciate the work that's been done, but when you put two big air conditioners in there, I can tell you the jurors, the court, and the attorneys, when that's blowing hard, have a hard time understanding the testimony and everything else. So even with the windows that can be glazed taken out and the other unit put in, I think serious consideration has to be given to the size and the amount of airflow that needs to be done, as well as the quality of the air conditioner in terms of quietness. We've had some situations that I recall where we'd have to redo some testimony or re-ask questions. And so we ought to think about that now on the temporary basis. Obviously, I think when we get into a huge a traditional HVAC system, then it probably already has the noise dampening features. Am I correct, Bob, on that?
Yeah, Henry, you are. There's not a lot we can do about it because of the cubic foot volume of that with the huge tall ceilings. We have to have the biggest air conditioners that we can possibly put in there in a 110 outlet. What we try to do now is just set the timer to go off at like 6 a.m. and try to cool it down before court starts, so we could turn those off when court starts so everybody can hear. And then the heat starts to rise right away. So.
Right, but Bob, we only, if I recall correctly, have one big unit, as opposed to the possibility of having multiple smaller units that may, in fact, give more airflow, but also maybe be less noisy. And I just think it's something that needs to be looked at. HVAC people are the ones who can evaluate those situations.
I've had two, one on each side of the window or the courtroom. The plans here don't allow for that, so that's one of the changes that I wanted to make, was to make sure that both sides where those two jury boxes are have the ability to put in a window unit. We've done it before, but we blow circuits, and so hopefully with all this that we're doing, we won't be blowing circuits anymore.
Let me raise one other thing, and the reason when Craig and I were talking about the issue of security, one of the things that we look at most people for security look at is where can someone essentially shoot from, for lack of a better word, to essentially cause injury to someone in a public building. That's why I talked about the first floor. But the other two areas that I think we're vulnerable for are some parts of the second floor and maybe one or two places on the third floor. And that by that I mean someone can be in the parking lot, which is adjacent to the police department's building, and they have a straight shot into the second floor, the west side. The park area in the back, my recollection is the only one that possibly is vulnerable on the third floor is my office and my conference room, which is where I would sit. When we were talking to Craig, rather than try to do extensive things, I think one of the things we think about doing, albeit that it may be ANSI protected in terms of shatterproof and the like, is if you film it so that whoever's in those other points are can't see the bodies moving in and out, that sort of cuts down the risk that someone will start shooting on the second floor. And Bob, I've looked at the third floor or thought about it, but I don't see any high profile position someone can be that can access and shoot into the third floor where the courts are. So it's not like I haven't looked at it, but Craig, that's one of the things that could be done that's not a high cost feature that can at least reduce the risk of someone shooting, heaven forbid, into the second or the third floor. But we're not affected by that. I may be on the third floor, but I just want others to be aware of that. Felix, your office, Jody, yours, and some of your staff. You can't prevent everything, but if they can't get a good vision as to what's behind the window, i.e. the office and who's walking around, that's a little more protection than just having a window. Right, Craig?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How much sunlight, direct sunlight, would that, or lack of light, would that cause by tinting or those windows? And then if we did that, question for everybody here is, what's the aesthetics going to look like with some tinted and some not to all this very expensive project we're doing?
Well, and that was one of the options for the west side anyway, is to tint those windows to help keep the direct sunlight out. So perhaps we could kill two birds with one stone if we tinted it such that it would also help the visual effect, for lack of a better way of describing it, of the employees within those offices. And I'm not sure aesthetically, if we did the entire west side and none of the other windows, I'm really not sure aesthetically how that would look. I think if we're going to do partial windows on the west side, we ought to do all the windows, because I think that would not be real aesthetically pleasing. But those are just my comments. And then back to Jody's deal. Jody, if you think that your offices need more air conditioning units, please indicate so on those shop drawings and get those down to me.
I will, Phil. That's not a problem. I was misunderstanding whether or not the windows were going to be able to handle a air conditioning unit. I have to agree and echo Mr. Kreiman's thoughts. We've been in this building a long time, almost 20 years for me. Worst case scenario, we don't get HVAC for another 20 years. I need to be able to make sure that my employees can do their duties, function without getting heat stroke in our office. Because like I said, this west side takes on so much sun. I appreciate Mr. Solano's concerns and thoughts on active shooters. In the past, I've had to have upset taxpayers escorted out. So it's not far from the reality of things. And I never, that's one of those things I don't look at, but I'm glad there are other people that have to worry about that. But maybe doing something of that nature or tinting this whole side would hopefully help minimize on the heat and potentially an active shooter scenario, heaven forbid.
Also,
go ahead, Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you so much. One of the points I wanted to make, Bob, you know, just a point of clarification. I don't want the perception to be that, you know, we're going to suck it up for a couple of years, or maybe, as Jody said, 20 years. And one of the greatest things that we have here is the communication. Merely to hear and expand the dollars as we go through the process. But then we also have to be very, very realistic where the money is at in these particular days. So my recommendation was going to be, let's have another meeting to talk about HVAC and perhaps do somewhat of an early assessment. We kind of think it would be about $500,000, but are we close? Where are we at as far as that estimate? And then begin to search and research. And who knows? I mean, at this particular time, if some of the money that's coming through ARPA funds maybe have the capability to support this type of project. I think this calls for another dialogue and discussion just on the subject of HVAC.
And the HVAC, Commissioner, just so we're clear, the last estimate we got was around $3.8 million. The half a million was an underfunded grant we may seek to help offset those costs, but we're looking at close to $4 million.
And as you guys all know, this group of commissioners has been very dedicated to getting this project complete. We've got phase one done. Phase two is now coming to fruition, and I think we are headed in the right direction to get this accomplished. This courthouse has needed to be repaired and fixed for many, many years, and the community understands that as well. So I think we have the support moving forward and getting this accomplished, and we'll do everything we can as commissioners. And I will speak on behalf of Tony and Felix, because we've had this conversation. We want to get this done and get this accomplished. So air conditioning in the future, I think, Felix, you have a great comment there. Let's plan a work session to start dialogue of stage three and see what we need to do. Maybe here in the next month or so, we can get together and see what that's going to comprise of. By then, we'll have a little better understanding of the funding coming out of the federal government, how much we can utilize for that. It does specifically say in there for ventilation. So we possibly could use some of that money as well as a match, and we'll see where it goes. So anything else from anybody on the call?
I just had a couple. I know we've had a lot of topics we covered earlier. It was brought up, I believe, by Mr. Kreiman about the courtroom. And I feel like I wanted to clarify, I think I might've overgeneralized. I've been saying second floor. On those floor plans that Phil sent out, it's only the window type Q was the one that I was talking about, that the window was too large to make operable. And I don't believe, from what I'm looking at my floor plans here, if those were correct, I don't show that we've got any of those type Qs in the courtroom. So just a note to make. The other item, as we're talking about operable versus fixed, you know, future HVAC projects, a fixed window will always perform better than an operable window. You know, operable window is always sealed by some form of weather strip. And eventually that weather strip is going to wear out, and it's still not ending 100% seal. Some seals are better than others. So with that being said is, you know, there is some benefit to not having an operable window. Now, if it gets to be 100, you know, that's relative, because if it's 100 degrees in there, it's like, oh man, this window is really efficient. Well, no, it's not serving a good purpose. So I'm just something I want to clarify real quick.
Mr. Kreiman?
My comment was on the window tinting. I do sort of agree that if you did the entire side tinted, it wouldn't look bad if you went around the building and the other windows weren't. But my question would be, what is the longevity of a window that has tint on it? I've had tinted windows before, and then that whatever that film is that you put on it shrinks and expands and it cracks the window and takes the gas. I just wonder if the technology has changed to such that it doesn't change the warranty or the longevity of those windows.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Because the tint that's applied post-install, like on an older window, is essentially, I mean, it's a film that gets put on with a heat gun. I mean, we've all seen it. We've all had our windows tinted. Whereas the tint on a manufactured piece of glass, for starters, you know, if you got a piece of glass, 1 inch, I got an outside light and I got an inside light. My tint is actually on the inside of the outside piece. So, and also it's more of a colored piece of glass is what they're making versus a film that they're applying that therefore could, you know, be subject to fail, you know, much quicker than normal. I mean, it will come with a 10-year warranty at minimum. So you guys will certainly at least have 10 years without any failures there. And if you do, then, you know, you'll be covered. And I can get typical. I don't have any in front of me, and I don't have the stats, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but that's something I can get from our vendors pretty easily as to, you know, typical shelf lives, you know, with different configurations.
And Craig, with that glass coloration, are the windows able to see both ways in and out, or does that tint block it, like Mr. Solano's concern of visually seeing people inside the office?
I don't know the number of options when it comes to glass makeup, but I would guess it's probably in the millions, you know, just because there's so many different options out there. I mean, like, for example, whenever we talk about reflective, it's on a 0 to 100 scale. You know, and I can get you a piece of glass just about anywhere in that scale. So again, that would be, that's a good question though. I will say that it's a hard question to answer with a general.
There's also shades that you could bring down too that have 1%, 2%, 3%. We just did that in the Walsenburg courthouse that we built. The glass was just regular glass, not tinted. but then we had a, I believe we had a 1%, which blocks out all the light. We had a 3%. You could see through it. You could see the mountains. Some of that, the light was coming in. It was too much. So then I had to pay to get the 1% where you block out most of that sun. Then you can raise it and lower it as you want. You could use that sort of like Mr. Solano was talking about to mask who's in there, or you could block the sun from coming in. It's just another option if you don't want to reduce the longevity of your windows with some kind of tinting.
What was the cost on that, Mr. Kreiman? I don't think we've budgeted for window coverings.
You know, I had to redo one side of my building, the west side of the building. I just redid it, and it cost me, I want to say it was like $2,600 to do one side of the building.
That's not too bad.
No.
Okay. Any other questions from anybody?
Just what, are we going to tint the windows on the west side? And if so, do you want me to work with Craig on 0 to 100, what that tint is going to look like?
Ms. Amato?
Gentlemen, it's your ultimately your decision. Anything we can do to help minimize the heat, because I believe most of the Q windows are in my office, lucky me. anything to help minimize the heat and to help my staff work comfortably would be great. So I am all for whatever we need to do to ensure the longevity of these windows and to spend our funding wisely. I also, devil's advocate, know that we could be looking at a long road for HVAC system in this lovely big old lady. So right now, gentlemen, whatever we can do to get our dollar further, but also my number one priority is ensuring the comfort zone of my employees in the summertime. So if tinting works, I am great with that. Just anything to ensure that they are comfortable and working.
And I think Jody, Mr. Kreiman brings a pretty good point. Also, something along with the tinting, I would really want Craig to send some information to Mr. Dorenkamp on the cost of that. And then, of course, if you have also the opportunity to see the longevity of those windows with the tint, on the scale of the 1 to 100. But in addition to that, I think that site also should consider the window coverings as well.
That was going to be in my budget proposal when I meet with you gentlemen August and later on.
And if Bob could send us like a breakdown of those window coverings that he got, that would be helpful also.
Yeah, I can take some pictures and then I can send you the quote. Now, I guess I should say the hardware was already in. All I had to do was replace the actual screen for that 2600. So if you got the mechanism that you have to install, it would be a little bit more, but it wasn't overwhelming.
Bob, were the coverings were on the office side of the windows, though, correct?
So yes.
The sun would come through the glass already, hit the covering, so the heat was actually being absorbed by the covering, whereas with a tent, it's on the inside of the outside piece of glass, you could potentially keep the sun from even coming through that second pane of glass.
Yes.
Okay.
You're correct.
Well, see what you can come up with, Mr. Dorenkamp, and get our best bang for the buck. But also, you know, let's get the right product for what we're needing here, instead of having to relook at this for future commissioners 10 years down the road. So I'd hate to put them in that spot where, like the windows now that we have, they were redone 15 years ago or so, and they were junk within a year after they put that little coat of paint. So I hate to spend money and then have the same problem arise. So anything else from anybody this morning? Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
And Craig, will you send me some samples on tinting with also, I guess, some type of reflectivity, like DA Solano had pointed out that perhaps in we'll kind of shield the employees that are inside the offices and for all the windows on the west side of the courthouse?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, thank you.